All right, so here we go. Recording number two, Sunny T Unplugged. This is my second time trying this recording because I just didn't like the first one. I don't know, you guys might not know, or you might not know, that I'm kind of like an audio geek dude. So if the shit ain't right, I'm not putting it out. It's just that simple. My wife is always like, man, it's content, blah, blah, blah. But if shit ain't right, one little wrong little ticky-tacky something, I'll trash it. She doesn't like that, but it's garbage. It's garbage. So I'm pretty sure she's like, the last little joint that I did was cool, and why would I do another one? But I'm like, yeah, well, yeah, that's how it is. It's content. Like, nah, I'm not fucking with that. Anyways, so this is Sunny T Unplugged. Sunny Unplugged. This, I don't know, show, podcast, whatever you want to call it. It's just me kind of laid back in my joint. And just kind of like pondering different things that I, you know, in marketing, business, life, whatever. And in the last one, I talked about how I don't like newbies, and I need to start repelling them more. And the reason for that is because newbies are always in a rush. And I explained that, you know, if you're in a hurry to get money, it seems like all newbies are in a hurry to get money. It's like you're turning to the wrong place. It's like if you need money now, I heard somebody say this, and I've said it before, but they said it so well. They're like, you don't need this. You needed to go get a job. I can't say it like he said it. He said it really good, but you need to go get a job. If you're in a hurry for money, go to work first. There's two types of currency, and you've probably heard me say this before. There's waffles right on time. It's Mr. Barky. So if you hear my dog barking in the background, that's Waffles. Just a little sidebar real quick. He's a Springer Spaniel. My little hunting dog. He'll be a year old in a couple of days. Like 4 days. And right now he's just on my nerves in a big way. Anyways. Anyways, back to the newbie thing. Anyways, going back to talking about newbies getting on the internet. They're like, oh my God, I got to make money. I'm going on the internet. No. The internet business costs money. You have two types of currency. That's where I was. Two types of currency. You have time or money, right? And time is expensive. Time is more expensive than money. Because when it's time to die, and you're laying in the bed, I've never heard anyone say, man, I wish I had more money. Never. Never. I don't say that now. I wish I had more time. You always want more time. Time. So if you have lots of time, which to me, I don't see anybody having a surplus of it. There's no extra, right? There's no extra time. So if you have lots of time, then you can put in the blood, sweat, to get your internet business off the ground. But that's a rough one, man. It's a rough one. It used to be easier. I call it the gold rush, the pioneer days of the internet, when Google ads were cheap and Facebook ads were dirt cheap. I actually missed that gold rush. I was sitting at home just sleeping for 2 years, and I actually missed that rush of money. YouTube, you could rank for anything. You know, Google, you could rank on anything for it. It's not like that anymore. And you have to put in a lot of work in order to... you have to put a lot of work in order to try to make any money. So that being said, the other currency is money. You need money. You got to pay for ads. You got to pay for apps. You got to pay for, you know, email providers, service providers, and all kind. Man, it's all kind of shit, man. Working on the internet costs money. So I think that's... And another thing is that you don't know what you're doing. You're just flopping around, trying to figure out how to make money. And you're trying to rush through the fundamentals of marketing, which don't come easy. And you're trying to do shit you don't know about. You know, and you hate to hear that you should work with something you know. But if you're passionate about something, that's going to come across. And people will know, like, and trust you. And that's the foundation of internet marketing. They have to know you. They have to like you. They have to trust you in everything you're talking about. And that just takes time. And you can kind of expedite that if, for instance, you if you, you know about marketing and you know the foundations of tapping into desires and yada yada yada. I'll get into more of that later, but yeah, it's it's not that easy. So that was what the first kind of this little test is all about. I'm working on, I don't know, 5 minutes here, 6 minutes. Anyway, this is just a test recording. I'm going to try to do a few of these a week if I can. I don't have a schedule for this. So that being said, welcome to Sunny Unplugged. I'll see you in the next one. Peace.